This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today we're speaking to Rachel O'Brien, Transformational Life Coach, Certified Facilitator of Access Consciousness, Joy of Business Facilitator, Pilates Instructor, and co-owner of Irish Rain Natural Skin Care. Rachel is the mother of three children aged 18, 19, and 24. She travels the world facilitating workshops that empower people to choose and create ease in all aspects of their lives. She is inspired to create a world that nurtures talent, makes the impossible possible, and empowers people to create money doing what they love. Her commitment to future of possibilities and living life as an adventure of living is what wakes her up in the morning. Rachel, a pleasure to have you with us today on eHealth Radio.
Thank you so much for having me. It's so lovely to be here.
And it is lovely to have you out and really appreciate your joining us here today. So for starters, obviously, on that intro, sounds like you have been very busy juggling multiple roles. I'd say that. What made you decide to become a life coach?
So basically, I grew up in the south of Ireland in a strict family, strict Catholic family, and there was always rules and regulations, and a lot of it from a very young age felt really restrictive. And I always knew that life had to be better, and there was always this fun. I want to say, as a person, there was always this level of joy in my body and my being, like. And I started to explore at a very young age a different way to live. I grew up with a lot of alcoholism and addiction. And at the age of 19, I chose not to drink alcohol anymore, and was involved in looking at my behavior from a very young age. And what I started to become aware of is that we can change anything. And then I started reading Bruce Lipton and listening to Lisa Gare. And then I just really got that this idea that we're sold that life is just the way it is. That's just the way it is. You're Irish. This is where you come from. This is the template. I just really got that that's not the way it is, and something else was possible. And by me accessing and changing behaviors and the way I related to life, then I knew that I could actually open that space for others as well. And that's really, it was more of a desire to change myself and for everyone who's looking for change, that they could access that as well.
It makes sense, the motivation there to be a life coach. Good stuff. Now, you are also a Joy of Business facilitator. What is Joy of Business, and how is adding this to your life amplified everything that you're doing, and how has your life changed in all regards?
That question always makes me giggle. I actually thought that I was really rubbish at business and that I didn't have a clue about money. I grew up uneducated with money and uneducated with business. And the points of views, the viewpoints, the thoughts that I grew up with, the beliefs that I grew up with was business is for people that have degrees. And particularly in Ireland, wealth is in like 5% of the population, that business is only for the wealthy. It's a class system. And I had bought all of these beliefs. The belief is something that you take on from someone or something. And I bought all these beliefs about myself. And I had always been innovative and loved to work, but I had actually made that wrong about myself. So I stumbled across Simone Molasses and Joy of Business. And what I was introduced to is you have a life. Your life is your business, and your business is your life. And how you live your life is from possibilities, and this is what got me interested. And what I started to look at is the talents and abilities that I have. I started to look at them in a positive way, instead of a lot of us that have talents and abilities, we don't actually acknowledge them as a gift, because we're given a template of what a talent is and what what an ability is with business, and it tends to be very different and unique for everyone. So Joy of Business started me looking at, if you're listening to this show today, grab a pen and paper and write down five things that you love to do. So for me, I love talking to people. I love empowering people. I like to get them to look at what they can bring to business, what their natural abilities, their natural talents are. And for me, business is the area, the platform where all these talents develop. And that for me, Joy of Business was the first ever experience that allowed me to look at my talents and abilities in a different way, because I didn't fit into the school system. I didn't fit into the form and structure of you have to do this to get this. The way I created a very different way.
Really good information there, and thanks for that. Now, would you have any advice for working mothers that are tuning in trying to juggle it all?
Well, I suppose the first thing, Eric, that I would like to say to anyone listening is, as a working mom, you know, you're not responsible for everything. And most mothers that I meet, they genuinely would like their kids to have a better life than they have. And from that place, what the first thing that I would say is, acknowledge what's right about you that you're not getting. Like, that you actually have this willingness to give your child a better life. And then also look at what's fun for you. One of the lies that we're given in the world is that we have to give up what's fun for us. For me, growing up as Irish Catholic and becoming a mother at 20 years of age, now I have to become the mother, which has all the definitions of now what, how I have to live my life. But what if it didn't have to be that? And a lot of us, for me, I thought that I had to give my kid the perfect food, the perfect, I had to be the perfect mother. And that's all judgments. So what if today you could just actually learn to be kind to yourself as a mother and get out of judgment about what you have to deliver to this little being who's chosen to come in and have a life, and that you could actually start to have fun and celebrate the time that you have with each other. And when you're juggling it all, ask, what can I add to my life that will make this eat more ease? Because we have this point of view as working mothers, I certainly did, that we have to do it all on our own. What if you didn't? What if someone would be happy to mind your kids, and you can make, for me, I can make more money than someone who might, it might be more fun. My mother loves to make food and cook beautiful meals and clean house. You know, that wasn't fun for me. So what if you could actually do what's fun for you and get someone else to do not the fun stuff for you? So you have to look at, what is it that you can add today that will make being a mom easier and that will allow you to actually have the joy of doing what you know you can do standing on your head?
And I'd say that's some great advice right there. Today we're speaking with Rachel O'Brien, Transformational Life Coach, Certified Facilitator of Access Consciousness, Joy of Business Facilitator, Pilates Instructor, and also co-owner of Irish Rain Natural Skincare here on eHealth Radio's Health News and Personal Development Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Rachel, what is the biggest thing people get from your classes?
It's so funny. I was looking at this. I was actually looking at this question. I drove from Torino in Italy to Milan this morning and then got a flight to Bratislava where I'm actually facilitating classes tomorrow. So the beautiful lady that picked me up from the airport, I asked her, hey, you know what? What do you get from my classes? And she said, I get freedom. I get possibilities. I get that life doesn't have to be like this, that I have a choice always how I live my life. I have a choice. I don't have to do business. I don't have to make money. I have a choice. What is my life with money? What is my life with business? What do I love to do? And the greatest thing that she said to me was, I have an enthusiasm for living. And I also have an enthusiasm for what I can create in the world. And for me, business is about change. It's not about results. I adore money. It allows me to travel. It allows me to drive through Italy. For me, when you actually are committed to creating change and empowering people to empower people, because I train facilitators to facilitate this work also, that's the true joy. And that's where the enthusiasm is for the change that we can create on our planet.
That's pretty awesome right there. Also, tell us about your Irish Rain natural skincare business.
Yeah, so there's a story, really a beautiful story, how Irish Rain got birthed. 5 years ago, I met a guy called John Collins, and he had always been into natural healthcare and products that actually, you know, nurture the body and not like chemicals and toxins. And in Ireland, it's very natural to have a healer. It's part of our culture. It's also, you see it in Slovakia, Slovenia, certain countries where you've a trusted healer and people to go to. So this woman was well known in Galway. And the reason she was well known is if people had psoriasis, if they had eczema, she actually made up her own formulas and she made these beautiful creams. Now, John used supplier with some of the bases, the oils and the bases and the aromatherapy oils to make her creams. And one day he used to go into the back of her kitchen. And one day she said, hey, you know what? I'm not going to be on this earth for much longer. I'd actually like you to bring the formulas and actually make it a product where people can have access to it. Can you grow and expand it? And he adored her. She was his trusted provider and supplier. And, you know, friendships are built in business. Basically, business is based on people. So that was the birth of Irish Rain. And check it out, irishrain.org. It's a beautiful product and it's all about nurturing the body with products that actually allow the skin. The skin is the biggest organism on our bodies. And if we fill it with toxins, then what does that give to the body? So it's about respecting the body, about honoring the body and the products that we use.
And certainly appreciate your sharing details on that. Now, with all that you have going on now, looking ahead, what would you like to be doing 5 years from now?
5 years from now, it's so funny. Sometimes I have to take a moment because I live this amazing life. I have 3 beautiful kids. They're actually 26, 21 and 20 now. More travel, reaching one of my big targets is that everyone on the planet knows that money doesn't have to be a problem. One of the biggest lies we're given, Eric, is that there's not enough. There's always enough. And in America, the culture is that you know that money is available. Sometimes in countries like in Slovakia, Slovenia, Ireland, there are countries where people genuinely believe that there is not enough money. So for me, my 2 targets is that everyone on the planet can make money. There is enough for everyone and empowering people to know that they can generate it. And the second thing is that everyone is a contribution and anyone can do business. And 5 years from now, I would like everyone to know that you can have a job that actually gives you joy, that you can make money, and that life can be possibilities and life can get better every single day. And treating each other well. That's what more facilitation for me 5 years from now, and more play and more joy and meeting more people.
Rachel, certainly has been our pleasure to have had you with us. I'm sure listeners want to know where they can get more information about you and be in contact as well. Where's the best place online to get further details?
You can find me on rachelobrien.org. That's my website. Send me an email. You can also find me on Facebook, Receiving Rachel, R-E-C-E-I-V-I-N-G, Receiving Rachel, and also Instagram, Rachel72. So one of the things that's fun for me, if you're listening out there and you believe that you're not supported, it's to support people to know that they're okay. Life can always be greater. And every problem, there is always a way around it and a way to handle it. And my point of view is every problem is a possibility for change. So send me a message, send me a text. What can I contribute to you, your life, your future?
Again, Rachel, it certainly has been a pleasure to have had you. Continued success, and thanks so much for spending a moment with us here today on eHealth Radio. All the best.
Thank you so much. Have a beautiful day or a beautiful evening, and thank you for having me.
And you're more than welcome, and you too. We've been speaking with Rachel O'Brien, Transformational Life Coach, Certified Facilitator of Access Consciousness, Joy of Business Facilitator, Pilates Instructor, and co-owner of Irish Rain Natural Skin Care. And for further details, visit Rachel O'Brien.org. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.